The story in today's gospel, that Jesus kills a deaf and dumb man. It is a beautiful reference to baptism. And also, that is in today's Mass, we pray for being protected from spiritual deafness and spiritual dumbness. But before that, let's look at the situation with the Christians in Corinth. You know, the church in Corinth, an ancient city in northern of Greece, is founded by Saint Paul. So many times he has to admonish the Greek Christians about some form of heresies and errors that they used to fall into. So one of the things is the resurrection of Christ or the resurrection of the dead in general. But the Christ's resurrection in particular. So they had the Christians in Greece. They had to struggle with Christ's resurrection. They felt difficult to grasp and to understand the doctrines and the teaching of St. Paul about the resurrection of Christ. So that is why in his epistle today we see we heard St. Paul warn the Christians in Corinth need to hold fast to Christ's resurrection, that their faith, their belief will not be in vain. And also after that, he lists the proof of resurrection by listing multiple appearances of Christ to different people and groups of people. And finally, the risen Lord appeared to St. Paul himself. He identifies himself as a son born out of due time and not worthy of the apostle. But anyway, the risen Lord appeared to him. And he was St. Paul as an instrument to bring the gospel of the Lord to the Gentiles. And not only St. Paul has to deal with the Christians in Corinth, but he also had a difficult time with the Greek Christian in Athens. We remember in chapter 17, the Acts of the Apostle. St. Paul has a wonderful discourse in Areopagus in Athens before the audience, including with the sage the Epicureans and the Stoic philosopher. Someone is a huge audience of intellect and philosopher and man of wisdom and so on. And he has a wonderful discourse before an audience like that. But once he mentioned the resurrection of the dead, and the people in the audience immediately began to sneer and to laugh at him. And some stood up and say politely and deny, okay, so we can hear you again next time on this matter. Then they don't want to hear, because they feel very difficult to grab, to understand how it's possible like a person dies and come back to life again. So with they depends on their limited human wisdom and philosophical mind to reason the supernatural truths. So that is not possible and very difficult for them. So they has to struggle. And that is why St. Paul very often has to admonish and to teach the Greek Christians about the resurrection of Christ. So also that's the thing, they are, and let's move to the story in the gospel. This story is the thing you can pay attention to it. You can see the acts of Jesus in healing the deaf and dumb. First of all, he takes him away from the crowd, and he touched his ear. Touches his ear, and the strange thing is way he split, and he touched the finger, and touched the ears of the deaf and dumb, and he say, "Ephphatha, which is be opened," and immediately the dumb and deaf is open. He can hear and speak correctly. Yeah. So the action and the words of Christ is repeated, is taken, repeated in baptism. Yeah. During baptism, we will see the priest also not split in the past, the priest touched his tongues, yeah, so that he can take his saliva from in his tongues and to touch the ears and the nostrils of the infant. But because of in time, sometimes the pandemic, and to prevent the transmission of some kind of disease, yeah, so the priest just moistens his finger by his breath, yeah, and touch the ears and nostrils of the infant and say, "Ephphatha, be opened." Yeah, is that the meaning? Be open, because the infant is not like a. Suffer the defect of hearing and speaking. The infant is not dumb and deaf, but still be opened, because it signifies the healing of spiritual dumbness and deafness. Yeah. That means the ears and mouth of the infant be opened, that they may hear the word of God. They understand the word of God. Yeah. That's the things. Yeah. It's a very beautiful story, yeah, and we can think about that. Yeah. So, you know, for today, in this time, it's rarely we see a person, a deaf and dumb person physically. Yeah. But deaf and dumb spiritually, it's very, very popular in disease. Yeah. Very popular defect, disease of the people in our time. Yeah. That is, the spiritual dumbness and deafness is an inability to hear and to say things concerning salvation. Yeah. Spiritual dumbness and deafness. Yeah. And you know, in our time now, the people, they have no pleasure, they have no desire, to talk and to hear about things of salvation, things of God also, and they want to follow their own, and not only they don't want to hear to talk about God, but they want to say to talk something like against God, that's the thing, the spiritual dumbness and deafness of our time, So from the gospel today, and we pray, so that we can, by the grace, from the baptism, we became the children of God, and we are safe, we are free, from all kinds of spiritual disease, spiritual dumbness and deafness. So pray, we pray that we may always understand and perceive the teachings and doctrine of Christ, and also to grow in grace and love of God and love of our neighbors, so that we can say in like St. Paul, that the grace of God in me has not been fruitless.